We give this meeting to you to cleanse us with your blood and anoint us freshly. Lord, we live not by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds out of your mouth. Thank you, your words are food to us, that we may live because of you.
我们要因你而活,
live by you.
哦, 因, 啊, 靠着你活,
and live to glorify you.
哦, 也活来荣耀你。
In your precious name we pray.
我们靠你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Since this morning we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17.
圣徒, 这一周我们来到哥林多前书三章一到十七节。
This time, I really enjoy this portion of the word.
这一次我非常享受这一段神的话。
When the brothers was asking me to have a title for this sharing.
当弟兄问我这个信息的一个题目是什么？
I was thinking life and building, or growth and transformation.
我想说生命与建造，或者生长与变化。
I love both sets of words.
我喜欢这两句的话。
Eventually, I put them together.
然后来我就把这两个题目摆在一起。
Life with growth.
生命借着生长长大。
And building through transformation.
借着变化来建造。
Life is not just for existence.
生命不光是为着我们的存在。
Life in us needs to grow.
在我们里面的生命需要长大。
And especially this portion of the word.
特别在这一段话里，
Paul was very burdened that the Corinthian saints need to grow.
保罗非常有负担，在哥林多的圣徒需要生命的长大。
And I realized I need to grow.
我也发现我需要长大。
And we all need to grow.
我们都需要生命的长大。
We have received the divine life.
我们已经接受了神圣的生命。
But God's desire is that we may grow.
神的心意是要我们，他的生命在我们里面要长大。
In the very beginning, Paul mentioned to the Corinthians that they are infants in Christ.
在这一章的一开始，保罗和哥林多的圣徒说，你们在主里还是婴孩。
There are many portions after this verse mentioning things related to life and growth.
在这一节之后，他提到许多关于生长、生命和生长的事。
We can see in verse 2 about the Lord, Paul gave them milk to drink, not solid food.
第二节我们看见保罗写，我给你们奶喝，没有给你们干粮。
So these two are for the growth of life.
奶和干粮都是为着生命的长大。
Of course, Paul is not talking about physical food.
当然保罗不是说到物质的食物。
Neither the infants in the physical sense.
也不是在肉身上他们是婴孩。
He is speaking about the growth of the divine life in the believers.
他是说到在信徒里面那属灵的生命长大。
And after that, he also mentioned about growth in, and also about related to life in verse 6.
在第六节他又 再次提到生命的长大。
He mentioned, I planted Apollos water, but God caused the growth.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。
So all these are related to life and growth.
他提到的这些都是跟生命和生命的长大有关。
And this past week, many verses mention this matter of the life in the believers and the growth of the believers, even the growth of the body of Christ.
在我们过去这一周读到的这段话里，说到关于信徒得着神的生命，还有信徒神的生命在信徒里的长大，还有在基督的身体基督的身体需要长大。
I just want to go through a little bit so we all through the word may have a deep impression that we have the divine life and the divine life need to grow in us.
所以我想来过一下，然后让我们都有一个深刻的印象，我们有神圣的生命，神圣的生命在我们里面需要长大。
Let's read the verses after 3:17. We have some verses. All the verses are, most of them are from the Morning Watch verses sheet.
在这里我们有一些经节，我们一起来读。大部分是从我们晨更经节上截出来的。
Let's read Ephesians 4:14-15.
我们一起来读以弗所书四章十四、十五节。
That we may be no longer little children,
为波浪飘来飘去，
并为一切教训之风所摇荡。
这教训是在于人的欺骗手法，在于将人引入错妙系统的诡诈作为，唯在爱里持守着真实，我们就得以在一切事上长到他，就是元首基督里面。
So Paul's burden is not just for the Corinthians to grow.
保罗的负担不仅是要哥林多的圣徒他们生命上有长大。
He spoke to the saints in Ephesians in the same way.
他与在以弗所的圣徒提到同样的事。
He used the word instead of infants. He used the word little children.
他没有说婴孩，但他这里说不再做小孩子。
Little children need to grow also.
小孩子也需要长大。
And in verse 15, he mentioned we need to hold the truth in love, that we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ.
在十五节，他说：“唯在爱里持守着真实，我们就得以在一切事上长到他，就是元首基督里面。”
This verse points out our growth.Is not individual Christian life that we grow, but rather is a growth into the head, Christ.
这一节就指出，我们的生命的长大，还不光是我们个人，神的生命在我们里面有长大，乃是团体的。我们作为基督身体的肢体，我们需要长到元首基督里面。
That means we need to grow in the body.
我们需要在身体里长大。
If we are just pursuing the growth individually, it's not a healthy growth.
我们若是光是寻求我们个人单独生命的长大，那这样的长大并不健康。
Because we are members of His body.
因为我们都是基督身体上的肢体。
We all are members to one another.
我们都彼此做肢体。
Okay, let's continue. 1 Peter 2:3.
我们一同来读彼得前书二章三节。你们
若
尝过主是美善的，就必如此。
It should be verse 2.
应该是第二节。
Let me just read it to you.
我就读给你听。
And we're going to read it in Chinese likewise. Verse 2 mentioned about us newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the word.
彼得前书二章二节说，像才生的婴孩一样，切慕那纯净的话奶。
In order that by it you may grow unto salvation.
叫你们靠此长大，以致得救。
In the First Corinthians, Paul mentioned that he fed them with the milk, gave them milk to drink. But here he mentioned about the milk of the word.
在哥林多前书三章那里，保罗说：“我给你们奶喝。”在彼得前书二章二节说：“这个奶呢，就是话奶。”
So we need to grow unto salvation. That means our salvation is not just receiving the Lord and ends there.But we need to continue to experience God's full salvation.
二章二节说到以致得救，这一节就指出我们的救恩呢， 不仅仅是接受主做我们开始的救恩，我们需要在生命里有长大，以致得救，这是神完整的救恩。
OK, let's continue with Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
我们再来读哥罗西书一章二十八节。
我们宣
扬他是用全
能
的智慧
并借个
人教导个人，好将个人在基督里成熟的献上。
He mentioned that we need to grow, but even unto a growth that is full grown in Christ.
我们需要长大，这样的长大呢是在基督里成熟的献上。
You know, our brother also shared with us last week concerning that we all need to arrive at two things.
上周我们的弟兄跟我们分享，我们需要到达以致达到两样事。
Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith.
我们需要达到信心的一，信仰上的一。
Unto the full growth and the full measure of Christ.
达到基督丰满身量。
Full measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So here we see that we all need to grow, but this growth again is in the body.
我们都需要长大，但是再次我要强调，这样的长大是在身体里的长大。
Of course, that's based on the oneness is based on the oneness of the Spirit. You know, we need to be diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit. Then we need to go on to arrive in the full growth.
我们的合一是基于那灵的一，但是我们要继续达到那信仰上的一，达到基督丰满身量的一。
Let's continue with Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
我们再来读希伯来书六章一节。
Therefore, living the word at the beginning of Christ, let us be brought unto maturity, not laying again
the foundation
of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. So even to the epistle to the Hebrews, Paul mentioned that we all need to be brought unto maturity.
所以在希伯来书，保罗也是说到，我们需要竭力前进。达到完全成熟。
You know, this portion of the word mentioned about the growth, originally, I had the impression that Paul mentioned that he planted Apollos water and God gave to growth.
这些说到关于生命长大的这几段话，我一开始的印象是，保罗他是栽种了。亚波罗是浇灌了，但是唯有神能叫他们生长。
So this picture gave us that, you know, later on he mentioned that you are God's cultivated land.
这里有幅图画，就是我们都是神的耕种地。
So it's kind of like a farm.
就像一个农场一样。
And originally I thought it was just a kind of vegetable farm.
我一开始的印象是好像是。蔬菜的一个农场。
Because you plant it, then they water, then you grow.
有的人栽种，有的人浇灌，然后就有东西会长出来。
But when I pay a little more attention, I realize it's not so.
但是我更注意来读这些话的时候，就发觉不太一样。
There are animals in this farm.
在这个农场上有动物。
Because Paul mentioned that he gave the Corinthians milk to drink.
因为保罗他说我给你们奶喝。
So milk is from cow.
奶是从牛来的。
Or from the sheep, you know.
从牛或者从羊来的。
So God wants all to grow in his cultivated land.
谁要我们在他这耕种的农场上都有生命的长大。
But after he mentioned God's cultivated land, he brought in the thought of building.You are God's building.
但是同一节他提到你们是神的耕种地，他马上就说你们是神的建筑。
Of course, the growth of the fruits or trees are not fit for the building.
当然长出来的果菜、菜蔬这些没有办法来做建筑。
I don't know anybody has seen a a house is built with bananas, apples, peaches, you know.
我想没有人会看见一个香蕉、苹果建造的一个房屋。
I saw pictures in the books in the, for the children, and it's wonderful with banana house, you know, apple house.
啊，在童话里书你也许看到有些房子是香蕉、苹果建的。
But here, definitely not.
在这里没有，这个建筑不是，不是果菜菜蔬建造的。
Not a building of a plant life. But this thought of building is in this chapter very clearly.
但在这一章里，这个建造这个观念呢是非常清楚的。
After verse 9, you mentioned that you are God's building. There's a few verses on building.
在三章九节，保罗提到你们是神的建筑之后，接下来的经节他就说到了建筑。
In verse 10, he mentioned that Paul, according to the grace of God given to him as a wise master builder, that he has laid the foundation.And another builds upon the foundation.
在十节他就说我照着神给我的恩典好像一个智慧的工头已经立好了根基别人在上面建造。
Then he mentioned that in verse 12, of course, in verse 11, he mentioned no other foundation anyone is able to lay.
在十一节他说到除了立好的根基就是耶稣基督以外没有人能立别的根基
And verse 12 mentioned that if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, stubble
十二节他说然而若有人用金银宝石木草禾秸在这根基上建造
So it mentioned about the building and the building materials
那这里就说到建造特别是说到建造的材料
And in verse 14 it mentioned if anyone's workwhich he has built upon the foundation remains.
十四节人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住。
Again, he mentioned about the building.
这里再次他又提到建造。
If anyone build a building and the building remains, he will receive a reward.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住他就要得奖赏。
So this thought of a life growthAnd the building is in the Bible.
所以这里的观念关于生命的长大与建造是在圣经里的一个观念。
This morning, I kind of reminded, when God created man, God put man in a garden.
今天早晨我就想到，当神造了人以后，是把它摆在一个园子里。
And there, he mentioned that God causes every tree to grow.
神使各样的树木在那里长大
And it's pleasant to the sight and good for food
悦人的眼目也是有果子让人吃
That was concerning the growth
这是关于生长的一面
And concerning the building is the same
关于建造也是这样
Building is throughout the whole Bible
建造呢是整本圣经里它都有提到的一件事
We can read a few verses. Matthew 16, 18.
哥罗西书
Matthew 16, 18.
马太福音十六章十八节
Let's read together. And
I also say to you, 你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的门不能胜过它。
This is the Lord Himself said.
这是主耶稣自己说的话
And it is the greatest prophecy in the New Testament
这也是新约里最大的预言
But this thought is not just in the New Testament
但这样的观念不仅是在新约里有
It's also in the Old Testament
在旧约里也有
Even in Genesis
甚至在创世纪
Let's read Genesis 2:22
我们来读二章二十二节，《创世纪》二章二十二节。
And
Jehovah
God
built the man, which he had taken from the man,
into
a woman,
and brought
her
to
the
man. So he mentioned about Eve, in fact, was built with Adam's rib.
这里说到夏娃，她事实上是亚当的一个肋骨建造成的。
So building is in the very beginning of the Bible.
建造是在圣经一开始就有的。
And it's interesting, Even in the very beginning of the Bible, you also mentioned the materials.
在圣经的开始，一开始他也提到建造的材料。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul used the word, if anyone builds with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, or stubble.
在哥林多前书三章，保罗提到，若有人用建造的材料，就是金银宝石。
These are materials.
这些都是材料。
In the very beginning of the Bible, also mentioned materials.
在圣经一开始也提到了建造的材料。
Let's read Genesis 2:12.
我们来读创世纪二章十二节。
11 and 12.
十一十二节。
The name of the first is Hisam.
就是环绕阿贝拉全地的，在那里有金子。并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
And onyx stones are there also. So there are three materials in the beginning of the Bible mentioned that in the river. There are three materials.
所以在圣经一开始就说到，在这个比顺这个河里有三样的材料。
These three materials: gold, galium.And onyx stone.
金子、珍珠和红玛瑙。
In Chinese, galium is translated pearl.
在这里珍珠，它这个不是不是河里这种的珍珠，是树上树脂产生的一种珍珠。
Of course, this galium, this pearl is of a plant life. It's a kind of resin from the trees.
对，这里的珍珠是从树上树脂产生的一个珍珠。
And we will see that this gold, galium or pearls, and the precious stones are also at the end of the Bible.
那我们会看见这里提到的金子、珍珠、红玛瑙，也就是宝石的一种，在圣经的末了，你也会看见。
Let's read Revelation 21, verse 18.
我们来到启示录二十一章十八节。
And the beautiful word of its wall was
jasper,
and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. So jasper is kind of precious stones, and you also mentioned about the city is of gold.
那碧玉也是宝石的一种。
And there's another verse mentioned that the New Jerusalem has 12 gates, and there are 12 pearls on each gate.
那另外一节说到，新耶路撒冷有十二道城门，每一个城门是一个珍珠。
So we see in the very beginning, at the end, they both mention about pearls.
所以我们看见在圣经的开始、圣经的末了，都提到了珍珠。
But in the book of 1 Corinthians, it mentioned about silver.
但在哥林多前书呢，这里提到银。
Silver, we know in the building the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament, silver was used.
我们知道在旧约的帐幕还有圣殿呢，建造帐幕和圣殿的时候有用到银。
In Exodus 30, it mentioned about the children of Israel, they need to, every male 20 years older, they need to pay.Half shekels of silver.
在出埃及记三十章那里就提到，以色列的男子每一个超过二十岁以上的，都必须要付半色克勒的银子。
That's for redemption.
那是要赎他们用的。
So after man's fall, there is the need of redemption.
所以人堕落了之后，就需要有救赎。
So he mentioned about silver.
所以这里提到了银。
So we see the materials mentioned in 1 Corinthians 3, there were six different kinds of materials.
在哥林多前书这里提到了六种的材料。
Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, stubble.
金、银、宝石、木、草和秸。
But only three will remain. We see in the whole Bible at the end of the Bible in the New Jerusalem.
但只有三样会存下来的，是你在圣经的末了看得见的。
Wood, grass, stubble will not remain.
牧草和秸是存不住的。
The three materials gold, silver, and precious stones.
那另外三样, 金银宝石。
We know silver typifies redemption, refers to Christ as our Redeemer.
我们知道银是预表救赎, 特别是基督做了我们的救赎主。
And the precious stones, they are not originally created, but rather they were the stones or other materials transformed into.
那宝石呢, 并不是原起初神造的, 乃是一些石头或者别的材料, 经过了一个过程变化成的。
So it refers to the transformation of work of the Spirit.
所以宝石就指的圣灵变化的工作。
And gold refers to God's divine nature.
那金就指到神圣的性情。
The Father with His divine nature.
父神他神圣的性情。
So only something of our experience of the Triune God will remain in the building.
所以只有我们对三一神的经历才会在这样的建造里存留下来。
So on one hand, we need the growth.
所以一方面我们需要生命上的长大。
We are plants in God's farm, in God's cultivated land.
我们都是在神耕地上的植物在这里有生命的长大。
But the building materials are minerals.
但是建造的材料是矿物。
So here implies there is a transformation.
所以在这里就含指变化。
The plant life needs to be transformed into minerals.
植物的生命需要变化成为矿物。
So this thought is also in the Bible.
那这样的观念呢, 也是在圣经里有的。
This is in Romans 12:2, and also 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18.
这个在罗马书15章2节。 12章2节和哥林多后书3章17到18节，我们看的。Maybe
we can read these verses together.
我们一起来读罗马书十二章二节。不要模仿这世代，也要借着心思的更新而变化，叫你们验证何为神那美好和喜悦并纯全的旨意。
But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, and the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all will unveil faith, beholding and reflecting like the mirror. The glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
从荣耀到荣耀，乃是从主灵变化成的。
So these two verses is very clear mentioned that we need to be transformed.
这两处的经节很清楚地告诉我们，我们需要被变化。
By the renewing of the mind.
借着心思的更新而变化。
And to be transformed from the Lord's Spirit.
也借着主灵。 变化与他同有同样的形象。
And in fact, in our experience, I think we all can testify, when we grow in the Lord, we are transformed.
从我们的经历里，我们也能够做见证。当我们生命长大的时候，我们就有被变化。
Even last night, there was a brother came from Manhattan and we had some fellowship here.
昨天有一位从曼哈顿来的弟兄，我们在这里有一些交通。
He mentioned there was a sister and just received the Lord.
还提到一位姊妹, 才刚信主。
And he and his husband was saved a little earlier.
这位姊妹的先生呢, 是比他稍微早一点得救。
So they both went to a DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, to take care of some papers.
那他们两个就去这个, DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, 去办一些, 有一些文件需要处理。
But when they got there, they forgot the papers.
他们去的时候还发现说文件没有带。
So they were blaming one another.
那他们就彼此的怪罪。
And this sister on the way home, I was very angry.
这个姊妹在回家的路上非常的愤怒。
Because later on they had to do something separately.
后来因为他们要分开做一些个人的事。
The more she thought about it, the more angry she gets.
她越想就越生气，越愤怒。
She said, when the husband comes back, she will give to him.
她说等我先生回来，我就好好的给他一顿。
But he received the Lord, you know, the saint telling him, calling on the name of the Lord.
但因为他刚信主了，而且弟兄姊妹跟他说，你可以呼求主名。
And he suddenly realized she can try it.
那他就发现说，也许我可以试试看。
And she tried it.
所以他就试了。
And it worked.
真的有用。
So when she saw her husband, it was a totally different situation.
所以当他再见到他先生的时候，这个情形就完全不一样了。
What's that?
那这是什么呢？
It's not that she tried to improve herself.
并不是说她想改良她自己。
It's transformation.
这个是变化。
Since we all are in this process.
圣徒啊，我们都是在这样的过程之
间。When we grow, doesn't matter whether you know or not, you are being transformed.
当你在长的时候，不管你知道不知道，你就是在这个变化的过程里。
We are transformed into precious materials.
我们都被变化成为宝石。
For God's building.
为着神的建造。
And this takes growth.
这个需要我们生命上的长大。
And it's very clear here, it mentioned that Paul planted and Apollo watered.But God caused the growth.
这里很清楚地说，保罗是栽种了，亚波罗是浇灌了，但是唯有神能叫他生长。
I try to help my kids to grow.
我想帮我的孩子长大。
Both physically and spiritually.
肉身上还有属灵上的生命的长大。
I found out I was doing the wrong job.
但是我发现我做许多时候做的不对。
I can feed.
我可以喂他们。
Or I can water.
我也可以浇灌他们。
But I cannot cause them to grow.
但是我没有办法使他们生命有长大。
God causes the growth.
是神叫我们生命长大。
So what our portion is to water, to feed.
我们的份是要去栽种，去浇灌。
So this is our portion.
这是我们的份。
Building work has to go on.
那建造的工作也必须往前。
Because the Lord Jesus said He will build.
因为主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
So there are a few verses mentioned about the building. That is in Romans 15:2, 1 Corinthians 14:26.
有两节说到这个建造，就是罗马书15:2，还有林前14:26。我们一起来读。
Let each of us lead to his neighbor with a view to what is good for building up. What then, brothers, whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has a interpretation, that all things be done for building up. So building is very much on the apostles' heart.
建造这件事是非常重在这个使徒的心上的一件事。
And of course, apostles participate in this building.
当然，使徒有份于这样的建造。
But according to the verses, we can do all things for the building up.
但根据这些经节，我们要使灵舍喜悦，使他得益处，被建造。
So we all can participate in the building.
我们都可以有份于建造。
Not just the apostles, not just Paul or Apollos.
不仅是使徒，不仅是保罗和亚波罗，我们每个人都能有份。
So we need to participate in this building.
我们都需要有份于这样的建造。
Planting is a building, part of the building.
栽种是建造的一部分。
And water is part of the building.
浇灌也是栽种建造的一部分。
Because you read the context.
你读这个上下文就很清楚。
So we all can participate in this building.
我们都能够有份于这样的建造。
You know, when you share something in the meeting, In fact, you are watering. We are watering one another.
当你在聚会里分享一些你的经历的时候，事实上你就在浇灌别人。
Of course, Apostle Paul, he may have a big hose.
也许使徒保罗他的水管特别的大。
And if he is here, he just, you know, everyone else get wet.
他在这里，他一交通，我们大家都得着这个供应。
So we grow as plants, we grow.
就像植物一样，我们会长大。
But not every one of us is like him.
但是我们也许不是每个人都像保罗一样。
But as long as we enjoy the Lord,
但只要我们享受主，
we can sprinkle one another.
我们就可以浇灌就淋水给别人。
And God can cause us to grow.
神能够使我们生命有长大。
The only thing is whether after we sprinkle, whether God causes it to grow or not.
我们浇灌以后长不长，这是神的事。
Maybe we didn't know water with water.
有的时候，也许浇灌浇的不是水。
Maybe it's something else.
也许是别的东西。
God cannot cause it to grow.
你如果不是用水，那神就没有办法叫它生长。
We may have a lot of oil. We are.
也许我们有很多的油，不是水的东西。
I don't know anything grow with oil.
我不知道油能不能够叫植物生长。
But anyhow, we all have a portion in the building.
但不管怎么样，我们每个人在建造上都有份。
The materials are gold, silver, precious stones.
这里的我们要的材料是金银和宝石。
And the picture is clear that we are in God's cultivated land, and we all need to grow.
这里的图画也很清楚，我们都是在神的耕地上，我们都需要长大。
And when we grow, the Lord will transform us.
当我们长大的时候，神也要变化我们。
And we will become materials for His building.
我们就成为他建造的材料。
You know, in this portion of the word, the building materials and the build to build is the same.
在这一篇话里，其实建造的材料就是建造。跟建造是一样，是一件事。
So when we are transformed, we are fit for the building.
当我们被变化的时候，我们就合适于这个建造。
May the Lord gain every one of us.
愿主得着我们每一位。
Every day we grow.
每一天我们都要有生命的长大。
And every day the Lord can transform us.
每一天神也要来变化我们。
Make us materials fit for the building.
使我们成为合适于他建造的材料。
At the end, there's a warning.
在这末了有一个警告。
If we build wood, grass, stubble.
如果我们是用牧草和秸来建造。
The fire will test it.
火要来试验你。
But we ourselves will be saved.
但我们会得救。
But yes, so as through fire.
但是得救好像从火经过一样。
Wood is our natural person.
木就指的我们天然的人。
Grass refers to our fallen person.
草呢就指的我们这个堕落的人性。
In the First Peter chapter 1, he mentioned that all flesh is like grass.
在彼得前书一章那里就提到，所有的肉体就像草一样。
And the glory is like the flowers of the grass.
人的荣耀也就像这个草上的花。
And the grass withers.
草必枯干。
And the flowers fell off.
花必凋谢。
And the stubble is something without life.
那禾秸是一个没有生命的东西。
May the Lord keep us in life.
求主真是保守我们在生命的里面。
To grow in life.
在生命里有长大。
That we all can have a part in God's building.
让我们都在神的建造上有份。
And when the Lord comes back, we will have a reward.
当主回来的时候，我们就能得赏赐。
Amen. So I stop here.
我就停在这里。